No, I thought maybe you would have.
Could you elaborate a little on the word fear?
I beg your pardon?
The word fear itself.
Itself, what it means? Well, I thought somebody would ask. All right. The best thing on that, you know what I have? From Webster's Unabridged Dictionary. The old one, not the new one. The new one is too humanistic. The old Unabridged, I have that book. It's a huge book, huge volume. I prize it much more than the new one. Here's what Webster says. Fear. Now remember that in that dictionary, the word fear has a dozen definitions. But now he gives the scripture definition. Fear. In scripture, reverence for God and his laws, which springs from a just view and love of the divine character. Understand? It is reverence for God and for his laws. I know we have today a song, Free from the Law, Happy Condition. You might as well throw it out of the book. Dear Christians come from non-Jewish, from the Gentiles. You don't have to sing that. Since when were you under the law anyway? You were never put under the law. You're singing for nothing. But really, nobody is free from God's real law. We're free from the law of commandments of liturgy, bringing of offerings, holiday, field laws and so on that cannot be practiced outside of the land, offerings and so on. But because Christ died and you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, is there a right for us to steal? Commit any sin. When the Lord says, he that keepeth my commandments is he that loveth me. What commandments did Christ give other than those commandments already written? He says, a new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another. That's not new. But when he says, as I have loved you, now that's new. But other than that, same commandments. You see? A just view and love of the divine character. What is the divine character? Have you tried to think of the divine character? Jehovah God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, perfect, upright, holy, just, righteous, sovereign of the universe, eternal. See, it's the divine character. When we think of anyone like that, of course, you have to fear him. And then he cites a biblical example. I will put my fear in their hearts. Jeremiah 32:40. God speaking of Israel in the days to come. Now, does that answer your question? That's what the fear. It isn't a trembling dread of God like an enemy, which the sinner has. The sinner might better tremble because he's going to meet an angry judge, but we're going to meet a loving Father. It's different. So we better fear him here on earth. All right? Any other question? Well, did I make it so clear or muddle it up so much?
Are you going to show some of the New Testament passages?
Yes. All right. Now from the Lord himself, our Lord Jesus. Please turn. This is New Testament now. Luke. Let me see. I hope I didn't forget to give you. It's in Luke 12, I believe. 4 and 5. I omitted to put down the reference. I have the text here before me.
That's it.
Luke 12, 4 and 5. Now, this is from the mouth of our blessed Lord himself. Now you say, well, Solomon was just inspired. Okay. So, inspired, still the word of God. But here we're quoting the inspirer. Look at it. Luke 12, 4 and 5. And I say unto you, my friends, now notice, he's talking to friends, not enemies. And if you're a friend of Christ, you're on the right side, right? Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. By the way, I have the reference here. All right, no more that they can do. When people are killed, but that's it. They can't insult them, they can't torture them, they can't do anything. Even if they tickle the bottom of their feet, they can't feel it. I mean, nothing they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him, who, after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Now, it isn't Satan that has power to cast anybody into hell, because he's going to be cast there himself. So, that's God. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Now, is that clear enough to you, ones? That doesn't need any comment. In fact, I don't have any. Our Lord said it. Now, if you won't listen to him, you won't listen to my comments. He's the highest authority. Then, let's come to that dramatic classic in the whole Bible. When I read that first time after I was saved, I boo-hooed. I cried. You already know what I'm talking about. The two malefactors on the cross, both of them rail at him. And we read what one said, if thou be the Son of God, he'd look at it, cast it into his teeth, he doubted whatever he is, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, what? What did he say? What did the penitent one say? Come on, you ought to know it by memory. What did he say? Beg your pardon?
Remember me when
I... No, come on, darling. What did he open up his rebuke with?
We deserve what we get.
Huh?
We deserve what we get.
All right. But he rebuking him, he answered rebuking him, saying, dost thou not fear God? Luke 12, 5. Dost thou not fear God? It's not Luke. It's Luke 23, 39 to 43. It's in verse 40. Verse 40. But the other answering him rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God? I thought that verse was known by every Christian. We talk so much about the penitent thief. I was saved at the last, very last moment. There couldn't be any last moment than that. I mean, that was it. He was the last man to be judged by law, by the law, and the first man to be saved under grace. I mean, he straddled both. Dost thou not fear God? Luke 23, 39 to 43. 39 to 43. Seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, we're getting what's coming to us. for we receive the due reward of our deeds. It was after this when he said, but this man has done nothing amiss. When I read the next two verses, I couldn't take it. I started crying. To me, that's the most dramatic scene in the whole Bible, with one possible exception, when poor Samson, bound and, you know, and his eyes punched out, when he said, oh, Jehovah, remember me this once. I used the word remember, too. Zachreini Achapan. I sat there. I was reading my Bible by, you know, candlelight on the farm there out of Woodstock, Ontario, and I just cried and cried. I couldn't stop. And that was God's balm to the heart of his son. Don't you realize that? Then he said to him, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What did the Lord answer him? Verily I say unto thee. Notice he didn't say, thou shalt be with me in heaven. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. That was lost by Adam's sin. Now it's regained by God's grace. If that doesn't touch any person's emotions, he or she has a heart of concrete. I try to imagine the scene. My, that's tremendous. But don't you see how related the fear of God is to salvation? Well, all right.